I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Here's where we are. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 1,900 points since the close on Friday, a drop over 2 days of 6.6%. At the moment, London Stock Exchange, the index there is down 0.9%. Germany's down 1.7%. Hong Kong fell 1.2% today. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up 0.3% in the case of the S&P future. Now, if you don't sell, this can be losses only on paper, but markets tumbling over concern about what the coronavirus will do to the world economy does have other economic effects. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us live.
So, David, the analytics firm Morning Consult has just released its latest consumer survey, and that was finished on Sunday, so just before U.S. markets started plummeting. And it's the first to show a measurable hit from all the coronavirus news. Confidence fell back to its level at the start of this year of 2020. Consumers are most worried about the damage to the global economy, not so much their own job security and income, at least at this point.
And might this dampen U.S. consumer sentiment, slowing consumption?
Well, you know, it'll take a while to know for sure. We'll need to see surveys and consumer spending data that start to come in following all this market tumult. You know, even though only about half of Americans ballpark own stocks, actually, economist John Lear at Morning Consult told me that consumers do pay attention.
We see that consumer sentiment is highly correlated with S&P 500 and investor concerns over time. It wouldn't be surprising if in the near term, consumers' outlook of the macro economy started to take a hit prior to their views of their own personal financial conditions.
And this survey finds concern about the epidemic is rising most among farmers who are worried about ag exports to China and, not surprising, folks in finance.